It's EV News Briefly. For Monday, 26th of January, everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you're short of time. Here we go. Lucid's betting its future on its $50,000 SUV, and they just made their first prototype at their Arizona plant. We should get details this summer. Maybe some strategy update on an investor call in March, and the car should be out by the end of the year. A federal judge just ruled, a final ruling, we knew this was incoming, that the Trump administration broke the law when, without justification, it immediately halted funding for the NEVI, NEVI, charging program in America. U.S. district judges have now said that they have to reinstate the funding that had been agreed since 2021, and they didn't have the ability to just suddenly withhold money from the states that were halfway through the programs of putting chargers in the ground. That money will now be released. But Congress could do it the legitimate way and try and divert almost $1 billion from NEVI's EV charging budget to what they call other works, which is probably what they should have done in the beginning. But a judge has now rebuked Trump and said that was illegal. Release the money. Jaguar is flirting with hybrids, according to the Sunday Times yesterday. I don't believe this report. A lot's gone wrong at Jaguar recently. Missteps in that crazy marketing campaign. Okay, so it got attention. But then also there's been a management churn. They've had a cyber attack. It's been a rough 12 months for Jaguar. But the idea of reversing their EV-only future, their course, and now going back to hybrids, according to the Sunday Times report, seems a little far-fetched. A single unnamed source. Doesn't seem like a Sunday Times-worthy article, but that's what they claim. I'm not sure I believe it. Ford is lining up a semi-truck for Europe this summer. It'll come with up to 400 kilowatt-hours of battery for regional and local distribution. The Chinese company Chery could build cars in the UK. Our Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, is heading to Beijing with the first prime ministerial visit in 8 years to talk about trade. And one of those topics could be Chinese makers making EVs on UK soil, perhaps with some capacity that our own car plants have spare, like maybe a Jaguar Land Rover. Michigan has filed a 126-page federal antitrust lawsuit against BP, Chevron, ExxonMobil, Shell, and the Petroleum Institute, claiming a decades-long conspiracy funding content creators, bloggers, political campaigners, and lobbyists, even friendly legacy media, into spreading stories about about electric vehicles and charging, which have effectively slowed the rollout of cleaning up the air in Michigan. This is now going to be a huge legal case where this will be investigated. Rivian is patenting a guide for going off-road on trails. So if somebody's been up the trail before that you're driving up, traces will have been made in the Rivian cloud, and it can offer you suggestions. If you want it, you can suggest whether you're a beginner or an expert at trail driving, but to learn from other people with some advice or tips. Trump has threatened 100% tariffs on all Canadian goods coming into America. For the last 8 days, he's been praising the Canadian deal with the Chinese to allow 49,000 Chinese EVs in, not at 100% tariffs, but at 6% tariffs. And then overnight said he'll put 100% tariffs on Chinese goods if they don't cancel the Chinese deal. He said that it would be allowing Chinese cars into Canada with dire consequences. Where that came from, I don't know. Maybe he got confused. Tesla's Megapack has been connected to a Swedish supercharger station. However, unions in Sweden say, but where's the electricity coming from to charge the battery, which powers the supercharger? Because you haven't said, and you have to have a license for that. And Tesla has lit up its second true 500 kilowatt V4 charging station, this one in Taylorsville in Utah. That's Briefly.